U.S. President Donald Trump is postponing tariffs on $250 billion in Chinese goods as a gesture of goodwill. He made the announcement in a late Wednesday tweet saying the Chinese vice premier asked for the delay in time for the People's Republic of China's 70th anniversary on October 1st. The increase in tariffs from 25% to 30% was supposed to take effect on that date. They're now set for October 15th. There's been no direct response from Beijing yet. Mr. Trump's announcement came after China said earlier Wednesday that it was exempting a handful of U.S. products from the next round of sanctions set to begin September 17th. They include shrimp, a cancer-fighting machine, industrial grease, and assorted chemicals. Mid-level negotiators plan to meet later this month to prepare for the first high-level trade talks between the U.S. and China since July. President Trump says that his administration will propose banning thousands of flavors used in e-cigarettes amid an outbreak of breathing problems tied to vaping. That's also attributed to several deaths. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
We can't allow people to get sick, and we can't have our youth be so affected.
Health officials are investigating about 450 possible cases around the country, including six deaths, of illnesses linked to e-cigarettes and other vaping devices. The president discussed the matter at the White House today with Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar, who told reporters new data show a surge in adolescent usage.
The youth are drawn to flavored e-cigarettes.
Azar says the Food and Drug Administration is developing new guidelines.
So we simply have to remove these attractive flavored products from the marketplace.
While the government studies the safety of the devices and whether they help adult smokers quit traditional cigarettes. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Trump again dangled the possibility of easing U.S. sanctions on Iran if it can bring President Hassan Rouhani to the bargaining table. Mr. Trump said, "We'll see what happens," he told reporters at the White House Wednesday. He added that the U.S. is not looking for regime change in Iran and said the country has tremendous potential. He spoke 2 days after firing National Security Advisor John Bolton, who opposed any talks between the U.S. and Iran. During a national address Wednesday night, the Bahamian president, minister or prime minister, Hubert Minnis, provided an update on the number of confirmed deaths since Hurricane Dorian ravaged the region.
The official death count in the Bahamas as of the 9th of September is 42 in Abaco and 8 in Grand Bahama, for a total of 50 people. There are many who are still missing. The number of deaths is expected to significantly increase.
And Bahamas officials say 2,500 people are listed as missing, but a number of those are unaccounted for and may be staying in shelters or were evacuated from the islands. Early estimates say the Category 5 hurricane, the strongest storm to ever strike the Bahamas, caused about $3 billion in damage. Scientists are reporting that they've discovered signs of water at a planet outside of our solar system that has temperatures suitable for life. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The planet is known as K2-18b, and two research groups announced this week they found water vapor in its atmosphere. A University College London team says not only is it the first super Earth with water detected, the planet is just the right distance from its star to conceivably harbor life, making them wonder if there is someone else out there. Researchers used data from the Hubble Space Telescope and space vehicles to analyze the planet's atmosphere. They're waiting for next year's launches of two higher-tech observatories to gather additional data. I'm Jackie Quinn.
President Trump is planning a visit to the majority black city of Baltimore in the state of Maryland, just outside of Washington, D.C. This occurs this Thursday. Mr. Trump has been criticized recently about remarks he made about the city, and a U.S. Congressman, Elijah Cummings, who represents a large portion of the city. Mr. Trump called it a disgusting rat and rodent-infested mess where no human being would want to live. Several protests are planned to coincide with this visit. Mr. Trump has denied charges of racism on his attacks on the city and the Congressman Elijah Cummings. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
The voice of OAA, one, the voice of America. VOA.